John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. And we're going to Boca Chica, Texas. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. and something called the National Labor Relations Board, founded in the early 20th century. How does it connect to SpaceX waiting for the third launch of Starship and Super Heavy? Bob, a very good evening to you. Washington, D.C. and Boca Chica, what do they have in common? Good evening.
Good evening, John. Well, apparently the Biden administration has escalated again its legal harassment of SpaceX and Elon Musk. Up to now, they had 7 different government agencies in 8 different cases either suing SpaceX or acting to delay its operations in one way or the other. Well, now the National Labor Relations Board, the NLRB, has joined the fight by issuing a new complaint against SpaceX, accusing it of firing 8 employees illegally for writing a public letter criticizing the company in 22. You might remember this. These 8 employees set up an underground campaign within SpaceX to get as many people to sign this letter as possible. And the letter was making broad accusations of sex harassment and a hostile work environment against SpaceX, and also criticizing Elon Musk for his work on Twitter. And the company, it was basically trying to create a mutiny within the company. And so SpaceX investigated, found out who issued this letter, which, by the way, was published publicly anonymously. They found out who put it together, and they terminated those employees. Now, is this blacklisting? I do a lot of columns on blacklisting, and in this case, I don't think so, because these employees were not fired because they just had political opinions. They were fired because they were causing discontent within the company. And Gwen Shotwell, SpaceX's CEO, wrote about this then in great detail, how it was quote, making employees feel uncomfortable, intimidated, and bullied, and were angry because the letter pressured them to sign onto something that did not reflect their views. And she added, we have too much critical work to accomplish and no need for this kind of overreaching activism. And so they terminate those employees. Now the NLRB has taken up their case and is suing SpaceX. This is part of that, once again, Biden campaign to destroy Elon Musk, the most successful businessman of the 21st century. He's created hundreds of thousands of jobs. He's reinvigorated the economies of whole cities. And any politician should be celebrating this guy. Nope, Biden and the Democrats see him as a political threat, and so he's got to be good. He's got to be destroyed. SpaceX apparently was ready for this attack based on everything else that's happening. They knew the Biden administration was going to come after them here, and so only a day later they filed their own federal lawsuit against the complaint, and they named as defendants the actual board members of the NLRB, as well as the unnamed as yet administrative judge who's going to run that case. And their case, their suit is interesting, is that they're actually attempting to have the case dismissed on the fundamental basis of what established the NLRB. They state that its actions are illegal because its structure actually forbids the president from having full control over its actions as required by Article 2 of the Constitution. Now, whether they're going to win this case or not, I don't know. SpaceX—they're being attacked on all ends by the Biden administration. But what the quick response here on a very technical legal issue tells me that SpaceX is really prepared to continue this fight and fight hard against the Biden administration on all legal fronts. And so that's interesting, good for them, because you know this is disgusting what the Biden administration is doing here.
The Navajo tribe, the particular boss is named Boo Nigrin. The last time we talked about the Navajo tribe, I believe that they had asserted that the moon was sacred territory and therefore there was no permission given by the Navajo nation for a lunar lander. Do I remember that correctly, Bob?
You more or less have it right, John. Boo Nigrin stated that the moon is sacred to numerous indigenous cultures, and especially to the Navajo, and therefore any human ashes on a Vulcan rocket that's going to launch this coming Monday, that's going to land on the moon. And he said that those ashes would be, putting those ashes, they would be tantamount to desecration. And he demanded that the mission be delayed or canceled. Essentially what he was saying is because the Navajos look at the moon and consider it sacred, They have rights to control everything that goes on there. And, in fact, this is essentially under this premise, they would control every inch of the Earth because they consider the Earth sacred. Well, we, at the time, John, you asked me, did NASA respond? And NASA had not yet responded to this absurd, utterly idiotic demand. Well, there was a press briefing having to do the launch that's coming on Monday of this Vulcan rocket. And in that launch, there was some response from NASA, as well as the company CEO that's sending the payload, the human remains.
Bob, I want to make certain we get the detail here. This is a payload of ashes of former people, right? This is a...
It's most interesting. The ashes include many people, performers, and creators of the Star Trek.
And is the objection because of the ashes or because of any payload at all would be objection?
They're saying the ashes are the problem. Of course, they didn't make there already are ashes on the moon. Eugene Shoemaker was sent to the moon when they crashed the Lunar Prospector mission in the late 90s. But that doesn't matter. They're basically claiming rights here that they don't really have the right to have. They have no ashes of their own people in this mission, and they have done nothing to try to get to the moon, and they have no program to go to the moon, so they're trying to assert rights that they don't have. Well, okay, so NASA and the CEO of the company that has the payload of ashes responded. NASA basically tossed the hot potato to the private sector, saying this is a mission that's being launched by ULA on its Vulcan rocket. The lander is Astrobiotics' private lander. All NASA's done is purchase payload space on that lander. And so it's up to the private sector what they want to do. Another government employee hinted there might be regulations on this matter to make the Navajos happy down in the future, which is pretty insane. The company, Celestis, its CEO, he was very blunt. Let me quote him. The regulatory process that approves space missions does not consider compliance with the tenets of any religion in the process for obvious reasons. No individual religion can or should dictate whether a space mission should be approved. No one and no religion owns the moon. And with the beliefs of the world's multitude of religions considered, it is quite likely that no missions would ever be approved. Simply, we do not and never have let religious beliefs dictate humanity's space effort. There is not and should not be a religious test. And I give kudos to him. More people should be doing this to really shut the Navajos down here because, as indicated by the NASA officials, they're weak-spined, and their spines need to be stiffened to tell the Navajos and anyone else who wants to do this where to go. And so that's where we stand. That launch is happening, and NASA is not going to bow to the Navajos at this point. Neither is the company.
SpaceX, next generation Starlink. What do I need, Bob? I have last generation. I'm out of date already?
No, not at all. This is an upgrade of Starlink. They launched six, in the first launch they did of this year, they've already done two, by the way. They're moving quickly. But in their first launch this year, they put up six next-generation Starlink satellites. And what these satellites have an additional capability. They'll do what you're using it for, John, at home, you know, internet access. But these have the ability to do cell-to-Starlink service. So that means your ordinary smartphone, cell phone that you have, it will work on Starlink if you pay for the service anywhere in the world. It is essentially a cell. These are cell towers in orbit. And so that's what they're doing, and they're setting this up so that anyone with a cell phone can get Starlink service and therefore have access anywhere in the world with their smartphone.
Cool. India used to be your favorite big space program. It's changing. How?
Changing in the right direction. Remember, I don't like space programs. Now, India had a space program, or has a space program, run by its space agency, ISRO. And it's run like a program. ISRO controls everything. And the one thing I liked in the past about them is they used their program to try to make money. They would actually do commercial launches and sell payload space and make money. So for a government agency, that's actually not foolish, that's smart. It encouraged them to do things. But unfortunately, like any government agency, dry rot sets in, and they become less and less effective over the last few years. The Modi government had decided in the last few years to copy on research and development and have the private sector do everything for India. And that's what they've been doing. And in order to get that to happen, there's a turf war, of course. I certainly don't want to give up power. To make that happen, the Modi government created a new agency called New Space India Limited, NCEL, And its agency is focused entirely, like NASA, on signing contracts with the private sector to get things done. And one of the things it did, for example, is it's considering selling off ISRO's PSLV rocket to a private Indian company. In other words, give the rocket to a private company, lock, stock, and barrel, and let them run it instead of the government agency. Well, they did something interesting this week. They signed SpaceX, its Falcon 9 rocket, to launch a communication satellite that ISRO built later this year. And this is the first time they're signing SpaceX to do a launch. You wonder why they didn't use the ISRO's rockets instead. And there's obviously SpaceX is probably cheaper, and plus it's very, very reliable. And in fact, the ISRO's rockets have not been as reliable recently. But it's actually a shot across the bow to ISRO. Encel is telling ISRO, if you have got to give up power here, and we're going to give power to private companies, and if it can't be an Indian company, it's going to be a foreign company. And so you've got to get out of the way and let our private companies in India prosper. And that's really where things going on here. It's good for SpaceX. It's good for India. And I think in the long run, it'll be really great for India down the road.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.